We're committed to serve convenience and we stand on consistency. We're more than just a coffee house. Come join our community.
We've been here for
20 years.
Set the celebration with us. Uplift the everyday with each cup.
Coffee community, grab a culture.
We've been here for
20 years.
Set the celebration with us. Starbucks Bahamas come to give you coffee community, craft and culture.
It's time to upgrade the way you enjoy at-home entertainment. Here, enjoy all your favorite channels and streaming apps, all at lightning-fast internet speeds with affordable bundles, and it's only a click away. Visit www.alivefiber.com to sign up now. Stay connected, live your life. It's good to be alive.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Welcome to On the Clock with Aaron Green. As you can see, this is not Aaron Green. I mean, we sound alike when I slow down my voice and do like a little high pitch, but that means I'm stretching. Aaron Green is out today and I'm holding on for her with our co-host, Collie. Collie, what is your first name again?
Rodrika Collie.
And every time you come on the show, I ask that same question. You know,
yeah,
right?
It's okay.
Because it's easier for me just to memorize people's last name. And I guess, Collie.
Collie is fine.
Yes, that's good.
Yeah, Collie's
good. But I didn't want to offend, so I said, let me let you formally introduce yourself. Mm-hmm. And if the callers remember Rodrika, and they could, but Collie.
Yeah, Collie's fine.
Collie.
Yeah.
Anyway, Miss Collie, we have Anglican royalty in studio. We have the great cathedral. I think that's what they call themselves, the cathedral now of St. Agnes, right? They are having another mini fair in that space, and we're happy to have them here. The Anglican churches have an official name, the church on the top of the holy hill, you know, the one in the valley or some sort. But what is St. Agnes, which is located on Blue Hill Road, official or that code name that you tend to use?
We are St. Agnes. Good morning, everybody. My name is Janice Osadabe-Bullard. I'm here today with Kendra Samuels. We serve as part of our dynamic and awesome communications team at St. Agnes. And so we call ourselves the Cathedral Over the Hill.
The Cathedral Over the Hill.
Yes,
I know,
yes.
Something like that. And I welcome you again. I know when Ms. Samuels was here the last time, they had that big grand fair that they block off all of almost Blue Road and Market Street.
It was
Are we doing it again? Really?
But this is not the big one.
Ah.
We're going to save that for next year. We decided that we would do that every other year.
Okay.
And so this year what we have is we have just a little something small.
No.
One day and mini fair.
Okay. How was your rector?
He is fantastic. He is currently out of office on a well and much needed and deserved holiday, traveling Europe somewhere.
Oh, good for him.
And we are in dynamic hands with Father Howard Bethel and Deacon Lamar Nottage.
Okay. And who's in charge of the flowers now? Because, I mean, the beautification project down there is awesome.
We still have Michael Estron, who is in charge of our beautification team, and she is supported by a number of dynamic persons. And we just really wanted to make it, you know, the gardens of St. Agnes, really beautiful,
tranquil, serene. I may have to borrow her for like a week.
She's amazing.
Yes, I need to borrow her for a week. St. Agnes tend to do big things.
I know
this mini fair is going to be fantastic. I want some details about it. Like, when will it be happening, right? Because I know Collie is an Anglican too. She goes to the Anglican church. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if she heard that your church is having a mini fair, right? Did they send it in the
bulletin?
When last you gone to church?
That's on me.
So did you see that question going? When last you been to church?
So I went to church on Sunday.
Okay. What had happened was you did not read the bulletin.
Yeah.
But we welcome you to join our St. Agnes Communications
group.
We'll
probably be.
And you can receive the bulletins virtually.
Okay. So let's talk about that before we start talking. Exact. How does one get information on St. Agnes? Especially if you're Anglican, you want to be a part of the community of all of the churches and say, I know what is happening. Where are your platforms to read about St. Agnes and the great things you're doing there?
Certainly. We have a number of social media and communication platforms. We have a St. Agnes Communications WhatsApp group that has almost 300 members worldwide. And so if you wish to be a part of that, you can certainly contact the church office and leave your contact details, and we will add you. It's a group where you receive only messages and notices about things happening, recordings of the church services, that sort of thing. So you're not allowed to comment in the group.
Oh.
And we do that to make sure then that, you know, we don't flood people's phones and clog it up with using their memory. Mm-hmm. We also have our website, stagnesgt.com. We are on Instagram as well as St. Agnes Church, Grantstown. And of course, we have our young people working on a very exciting new project coming up. And so in the coming weeks, we'll be on another social media platform as well.
Nice. It's good to hear that. So Saturday, is it?
Saturday.
What is Saturday's date now?
Saturday, September 27th. We're still in the month of September celebrating all Virgos. It's a fantastic month, a wonderful month to be born in, I must say. Mm-hmm. But on the 27th, I'm going to end my birthday activities with a wonderful mini fair and family fun.
That's how you celebrate.
Because, you know, we do it big. We do it big. But in all honesty, St. Agnes, we are a family. We love to have fun. We are very inclusive. We like to make sure that everybody feels welcomed, everybody is supported. And so what we wanted to do was, we were so successful with our fair last year. It was such an amazing and fantastic event. People were talking about it for months. Some said it was the fair. Of the year, of the century, and we were extremely proud of that. But what we wanted to do was just have a little placeholder to keep everybody, you know, mindful that St. Agnes is still here, we're still working, we're still doing amazing things in our community. And so we decided to have that placeholder in September, which was the same time as the fair last year, but on a smaller scale, and have just a mini fair and family fun day.
Okay, so I need to understand what mini. When Samuels was here last, I didn't know. I didn't expect it to be so grand.
Right.
Like all the side corners, they had a section, Carly, for old people or the elderly, mature, the pearls. I got to sit down and talk to them for a while. So when you say mini fair, I need to understand how big is your mini fair, because St. Agnes, they're mini and they're small, different from everyone else, mini and small. Are you blocking off the road again?
We will block off
the
road.
See, I know mini.
But that's mini. But what we think of and what we consider is about safety.
Right.
We prefer not to have cars and vehicles coming through the corners as people are traversing from one stall or one location to the other. And so last year, as you noted, we did have a section for our elderly. We were very conscious and mindful that they wanted to be included. We had a section for the young people. We blocked off the park, and so we turned that into just an amazing theme amusement park just for the young people. And then, of course, we used all of the street itself for the fair and the stalls. So even though we will block off, it's because, of course, we just want to make sure that everybody is safe, and it is, in fact, a safe environment. So although we will not have the park itself blocked off for all of the youth activities, we will still have a number of stalls. And so we have our Anglican churchmen. Everybody raved about the surf and turf that they had last year. They're coming back with the surf and turf.
So the men will have their surf and turf. They had a men's section too.
They certainly did, with a number of
libations. I love St. Matthew's men's section. Their libations be lit. So I'm assuming that St. Agnes' libations going to be lit?
As usual.
Okay.
And they were very generous in their serving, and so we're most appreciative of that.
And surf and turf means that, what do you mean serving? I mean that's meat and
lobster and steak.
Okay.
Lobster and steak.
Just making sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We had salmon as an option as well. It is our expectation to have that again this year.
Mm-hmm. Do you need special tickets for that? I'm trying to go with my memory from last time. Do I need to buy tickets for that, or I have my cash?
You can certainly purchase. I would recommend that you call the church office if you'd like to purchase those tickets ahead of time. To ensure that you have that meal. But there is no shortage of food. Mm-hmm. There is no shortage of food. You can contact the office at 325-2640 to get food stalls. We have our Anglican church women who will have some grilled chicken and pork.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Mrs. Janan Fernander Lewis, she has been working. She is the president of our ACW. She has been working with her team members and committee members. Our girls' brigade, they are involved. The young people are involved. They
nice.
Have water. Our senior choir, so our senior angels, they will serve up some sodas. We have the beautification team. that you've been asking about.
So I expected some flowers.
They've got wings and things.
Okay, so who have the flowers?
The things.
You can tell I went last year, right? Because
yes.
I have sections where I go. I went to the plants stall and put things on layaway. I said, don't move this.
They were absolutely beautiful. They really were beautiful last year.
And affordable.
Very affordable.
You should see the things I got for $10. Mm. I said, this whole section here, dismayings, don't sell it to nobody. Don't sell it to nobody. And they put it aside for me, you know. They put it aside for me because I had to go around looking for things.
It really was. It really was. We have our usher board. We have some sauce and soup that they will be serving up. And our special events, the fabulous St. Agnes conch fritters.
Oh.
Yes. Can't get them anywhere
else. How many conch fritter stalls you had? Last year you had two stalls.
Last year we had two. Hopefully we will have two again this year to make sure that we can, you know, even out the crowd mm-hmm. so that there's not a lot of traffic jamming in just one space. But we'll see what happens there. And we've kept it healthy this year. We have our Christian Education Committee. They will be bringing fresh fruits and vegetables.
Okay.
Yeah.
You must be so hot here. I diabetic. But I can avoid that section.
But we have a number of other stalls, for example, snow cones and people in the couple. Lots of nice treats, snacks and treats will be available as well.
And I know Ms. Samuel's here for support, so we're going to bring her in because I know she's in charge of the traffic in terms of how I get in and how I get out. So when I was there last year, I went looking for her to complain, right?
Oh, no.
And I can tell you why I was complaining. Because okay. I thought I was VIP, but I was coming in for free. And apparently there's a section that you need to know, is there a section that I got to pay money to get inside? And what is the price to get entry of that area? So I'm going to go to Ms. Samuels so she can explain that part. I thought everybody know who I am. So I said, call Ms. Samuels, you see me? You know? But go ahead, explain. Now I want you to walk me through. I'm just coming now to celebrate St. Agnes, right? Everyone wearing their red shirts. See, I assume that's going to be happening again.
Yes.
Right? Because the gate is blocked off. I want to know, what do I expect at the gate? So when I come in through, so I don't be surprised no more.
So when you're coming through on Saturday, there will be no entry fee.
Look at that.
Because like Janice said, it is a family fun day and mini fair. This is the mini one. So there won't be an entry fee for this one.
I guess
but next
the
year.
The Lord heard me praying.
The Lord heard you praying yeah. and he's giving back to you this
yes.
year. However, yeah.
next year,
there will be an entry fee. So okay. there's no entry fee this year
okay.
for the mini fair and family fun day.
Now, I ask, I give him back to your maiden name. Sorry. Oh, Sadabe. Because I just know that name is Sadabe. I asked Sadabe whether it's going to be cash. Or those ticket monies?
Yeah, so we will have a ticket booth and we ask that everybody purchase tickets there on site just to make it easier. And again, from a safety perspective, security is very important to us. And so we will have a booth where you purchase tickets that you can then use at all of the stalls that will be there and represented on Saturday.
Okay, and again, trying to understand the site. So there'll be booths along?
There certainly will. And so, of course, we do have the road being closed.
The road is closed.
The road is closed.
On both sides.
On both sides.
Okay.
And, of course, we extend, for those of you that are unfamiliar, we extend from Market Street, where we have this historic St. Agnes Schoolroom on the corner, just across from Purity Bakery. And we extend that all the way to Blue Hill Road, where we have the church itself. And that whole area will be utilized.
Parking. Where are you supposed to park?
Parking. We have our church parking lot. You can certainly park in the front of the church.
You know, once people to go to St. Agnes, you can't say I can park at St. Agnes parking lot, and then you're inviting all Anglicans to where I can park, not where y'all can park. Y'all can park in your parking lot. I can park.
We invite you to come to our patronal festival. Now we're going to ask you to save the date in January because mm-hmm. that is just a fantastic event, and there is parking for everybody. And mm-hmm. church is always jam packed.
The last time I had to park on top of the hill and walk down.
That's okay, a little exercise for
yeah.
the soul.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Get your heart rate up.
Get your heart
yeah.
rate up.
Yeah.
And so we have the City Markets parking lot.
Oh, City Markets parking lot.
As well.
Okay.
We have the area just across the street from the church, which is in between. Some of you may be familiar with a little booth that now rents four-wheelers and the Sweeting Funeral
okay.
Home.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
There's parking there as well. And so we have a number of areas, and there's some spaces that will be just along the fence. On the other side of the Aeneas property. And so a number of places for parking, but we want you to be mindful
mm-hmm.
That if you do have to leave, because it's going to be exciting. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you, it's going to be exciting.
No one mentioned no junk yet.
We ain't reached it yet. Just give us a chance. Give us a chance.
I'm watching you all.
You said we're here.
You're all hiding information.
No.
Okay.
We wouldn't do that to you.
Okay, so is enough parking?
Is enough sufficient?
So me and Carly could come?
Yeah.
Of course.
Okay,
of course.
Good. Go finish. I've seen the walkthrough finish. Because no one mentioned it with no junk canoe. I want to know all the events, any raffle, any free giveaways.
There's, remember, like we said, it's a family fun day and mini fair, so there's no raffle this year. The big raffle is next year.
Okay.
However, we do have entertainment.
So no mini raffle?
No mini raffle.
We want you to come out and just have fun.
Just have fun.
I watch it, you know.
You know, we full of surprises.
I watch it. So go ahead.
So with the entertainment, of course, we're having the Royal Bahamas Defense Force Pop Band and marching bands coming up. Mm-hmm. And we have, you know, last year we did it big. I think we had about four big junkanoo groups.
Yes.
Last year.
Y'all had concert last year.
We had a splash. We had a stage, lighting and everything. But we're taking it down a notch this year. So we're just going to have three junkanoo groups.
Just three. I don't want to say the name of the junkanoo groups. You can say the name of the junkanoo groups.
I can divulge the names this year. Because, you know, it is coming on Saturday. So okay. I can tell you the name. So we're having One Family come out.
Good.
And then we're having the Saxons come out.
Good.
And then we're having the Valley Boys
come out. Wait.
No.
Which Valley Boys you'll have come out?
Oh, all of them. All of them.
Okay. The minister says there's only one Valley Boys.
That's correct.
That's it.
So that's what coming.
That's the one.
Okay. I hear it. Well, the controversial note. Okay. So three major junkanoo groups will be there.
Yes. Will be there.
So are they coming all at one time or are they coming?
No. They're coming. From 5 o'clock,
5 p.m.,
the entertainment is going to be starting.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll end when they finish.
Mm-hmm. Just as an all-day event.
That's all day.
Yeah, we have a DJ throughout the day as well, mm-hmm. DJ Dave Backford. Many of you know him.
I know Dave.
He is a member of, so he will be there from 12 p.m. when we start, and he will kick off the excitement with lots of music playing. Until 5 p.m. when we got the marching band, the pop band, and of course, once those junkanoo groups come out, that's why we got to close the road. Now, you understand.
Carly, you ever see Anglican woman dance? They's dancing.
We love a band.
They like
we love
a band.
Carly is an Anglican woman. Carly is an Anglican woman.
They like dance.
I am an Anglican woman.
Yes. So the event starts at 12 noon.
It starts at 12
noon. So if I come at 11:30, I could do
it. They come. You know, St. Agnes, we're always prepared. Like the fair last year. We were there from what time? 5:30 in the morning preparing, setting up. We left the night before. And so there's no difference here. We like to be prepared for what we have. We expect that some people will be transitioning in early because some people have to go to work.
Mm-hmm.
Children have activities, you know, whether it's soccer, you know, and we practice in for the big track meet because we taken that this year.
Again?
Yeah, we taking it this year.
Yeah, I got
you know, we were, one of our priests said, you know, he came second in his race. This year, he's going to come first.
Our priests tend to do well. Yeah.
I mean, it was only two people
on top of
the
holy hill. But I know when they have that Anglican swimming, can tend to do well in swimming. That track maybe might...
St. Agnes does extremely well in swimming
St. Anne's have a good swim. I can talk and brag about what we could do, right? We need to have an Anglican swim off again. But let's go over the event again. This is this Saturday.
This Saturday, it starts September 12, 27th.
And it starts at 12 noon.
12 noon until.
Until.
Yes.
Now, at 5 o'clock starts.
All kind of things.
But what happens between 12 and 5?
We allow you to then, you know, walk and be entertained from stall to stall. There will be a number of other surprises happening. We don't want to give those out just yet. You know, last year we had some fire dances. We had the Chickmans.
Nice.
We have to keep a few things close. So once you get there, you will see what's happening. And so if you come at 12, keep an open mind.
In terms of, I call it concierge service. The big event, the big funding. You had concierge straight throughout. I could stop and people say, hey, I need money. You say, hold on, you don't think coming to you.
Mm-hmm.
I said, my thirsty and anger and alive. People came out and give me water and selling water and walking through.
Our finance team made sure the tickets were available throughout. And I'm certain that our girls' brigade will make sure that they are able to walk about and provide water. If you can certainly speak to them and make sure that that happens.
See, because you all said it's mini. And I'm trying to see what you all cut back on.
It don't sound like nothing to me.
So I don't have to be joining much line because people will be walking through more likely, like last time, and so because they had young people.
Yes.
A lot of young people were involved.
Yes, we have a dynamic, and we're very excited. They are becoming more and more active. We have so many things happening at St. Agnes, and this fair is just the start of it. Did you know that we are about to start our own Toastmasters group?
No, I did not know you were about to start your own Toastmasters group.
We are going to start our own Toastmasters group. And so we have our track meet coming up. We have Discovery coming up. And guess what? We welcome you on October 5th to St. Agnes, where red goes pink.
When red goes, I like that.
We will support breast cancer awareness. Ah. And we're asking everybody at all of our services to come in pink.
When red turns pink. I like that. Who came up with that? No, no, no.
The Dynamic Communications Team.
So no one, none of you are in complete
We work as a team.
Okay. I like that unit work, right? So let's talk about activities post 5 o'clock, right? We know that 5 o'clock, the first marching band starts.
The marching band starts.
Then after the marching band, which is the Royal Bahamas Defense Force marching band, and they do all day
the
drills. And you know, a lot of people come out to just watch that because they're dynamic.
You know, we love a band.
You have what else after? You have Junkanoo.
We have the pop band.
So tell me about that. Band. The pop band plays.
Yes, they will play a number of songs. And so, yes, Kendra will speak a little bit more about that.
They'll play a lot of variety of, probably entertain us for about an hour and a half.
Nice. Then what happens next?
Then we'll have one of the Junkanoo groups.
Yes. One of them. You're going to say which one?
I can't say which one.
They have to pick their tickets. Who come out first?
There you go.
I watch Bay Street thing.
That's right. So they'll go one after the other.
Oh. So
it's going to be a succession.
So it's not like an interval, like one at 6, then all of a sudden one at 7, and one
at 8.
Well,
you know, they normally take an hour to move from one spot to the next. Yeah. So once one finishes, then the next one will start up.
Who's orchestrating this parade? The JCNB?
No. We're not getting in the mix.
I do comedy and I do talk show. You won't drag us into that mix. Not good tonight. You know, I understand.
We are communications team. You know, we know what to talk about.
I watch it.
And we will always be politically correct.
So, Anglican fairs tend to have like a crockery station.
Home cookery.
That's what it is. Where they have a set meal. Is that happening? I heard you have some grilling. But
yeah,
grilling and food
is
two different
things. That's the Anglican Church women.
And but so I don't know if I'm getting rice. That's what I'm asking.
Of course. Okay. I didn't bring my tickets with me to tell you what's all going to be.
No, you don't bring nothing. I'm watching you.
Listen, there were so many tickets at church on Sunday. I was just taking and paying for them, you know, to make sure that we, of course, support all of the organizations. But there's so many opportunities. And I think what they wanted to do was just to make sure that you have the soups, you have the souse, you have the grilled pork and chicken, you have the surf and turf, you have a number of things. And so there are going to be a number of stalls with food. There's lots of. We won't have you leaving there and saying you didn't find anything that you could not eat or did not like, because there's just going to be, I tell you, fried chicken wings, fritters,
fruits,
vegetables. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? There's so much. There's going to be so much there. And so we want you to come, bring your shopping bag. You know, like how when you go to the grocery and could fit? Last year, we've even given out plastic bags so that everybody could put all the stuff that they were buying in them.
Well, I like the note to bring a shopping bag. I never thought about that.
Yes, that's good.
Come to tote. So I'm talking to Ms. Janice Bullard and Kendra Samuels. They're part of the communication team of St. Agnes Anglican Church, the cathedral over the hill. See, I get the official name.
Thank you.
Yeah, yep. They're having their mini fair. It ain't going to be the big fair. It's going to be a big, looks like, happening this Saturday, right? Yes. This Saturday. And, of course, the community tends to come out. It's not just Anglicans. The entire community
over the entire area. St. Agnes continues our work in the community. Our deacon and our assistant curate, Father Howard Bethel and Deacon Lamar Nottage, they continue with Archdeacon Cartwright, and they still walk the community. As part of our 180th celebrations, we did a number of things, and one of them was to get a team together that still goes out into the community and speaks to each member of the community, checks on our members, the sick and the shut-in, and trying to just invite people into the body of Christ, inviting them to worship with us. And so that continues. And so the surrounding area, of course, you know, St. Agnes is in an historic area. So that is very important to us. And so the community is extremely supportive. We love our community. A number of persons still go to the church that live in the community. And we are one of the few churches, we still ring our church bell.
Ring bell?
And we have the young people. The young people are now involved with that. Not only the sexton, but if you come to our 10:30 a.m. service, you will see young boys, school boys, high school boys, and our young ladies are ringing the church bell during the Angelus.
Yes. And it's good to hear that your youth program is active and live, right? So I'm glad to hear that. Remind me when your church services are again.
We have church services every day. We are probably the only church.
That's why I asked you got to go on vacation.
Every day.
That's for sure. Okay.
And so on Sundays, however, we have three services. We have Evensong every week, but we start our mornings on Sunday at 7 a.m., and then which is a more traditional service, high mass usually. Our 10:30 service is geared more towards our young people. Some people refer to it as the youth service. And then we have Evensong at 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Saturdays, we have services at 9 in the morning. Mm-hmm. Wednesdays, we have midday mass. And every day of the week, basically, matins or mass at 6 or 6.
You have a good feeding program there. The Archdeacon
is
big on that. Tell me about that feeding program. Why are you here? Why are you just saying
I know on Tuesdays, we have our soup kitchen. We serve over 200 meals on a weekly basis.
And how does that work? Now, picture this Tuesday.
That is Tuesday.
If people in the community or people know somebody who can need some support.
You just come.
Explain.
You come to our parish hall and you will be
served. This Tuesday now.
This is Tuesdays at 12. You will be served a full meal with a drink of water, for example, included if they're, you know, people are always donating as well. So if there are fresh fruits, avocados, bananas, that sort of thing, if somebody has a birthday and they bring cupcakes, you get that as well. Our assistance that is needed, we certainly ask that you reach out to our church office at 325-2640, and the young ladies at the office can point you in the right direction to either which ministry is able to assist. We also have Dorcas House, which is, of course, a clothing program. So that is also just across the street from the parking lot. And so, of course, we ask you to contact our church office, and if you are in need and if there is something that we can assist with, we certainly welcome you to reach out and we will support you as best as we can.
So I'm now doing a rundown in terms of summary of what all St. Agnes is doing. I know you do a lot of renovation preschool. Is that still a preschool?
It is not a preschool at this time.
She doesn't tell you how long I'm being that way. I just knew it renovated.
We've done some renovations. We focus on Enya's house, which is in
our I reached Enya's house yet. We're talking about the preschool.
So
what do you want to do with the preschool?
We are renovating it. You know, many years ago, the St. Agnes Players. St. Agnes had a very active drama community. And so, of course, we've done some renovations to that. That is currently, however, being rented out to a local government agency who is using it. Unfortunately, they had some unfortunate circumstances with a fire on the highway. So we were happy to provide assistance in terms of temporary accommodations for them. We did the upstairs. We've changed out all of the windows. It is our hope, however, to get it back to either a preschool or someplace where we can have for our elderly and the older folks of our community to be able to commune.
I like the arts concept. I mean, if you can do that still, that'd be good.
We want to get that revived, Mr. Roberts, Skibo Roberts. There were many people who were extremely active in the St. Agnes Players Guild, and many people have been talking about that and getting that restarted, and so we'll see what happens there.
Now we're talking about the former Dennis Place, the Nia's house.
Nia's house.
Go ahead.
So we've renovated that, and it is our hope that we are able to provide housing to other churches.
I got to pause you there. What do you mean housing for priests?
Rentals.
Oh, so priests could live there.
Priests will be able to live there.
Oh, look at that.
There are a number of studio apartments in there. We've done some, you know, dividing up of it to provide housing accommodations for our priests, as well as we'll be able to provide housing to other churches that are in need or looking for, you know, somewhere small and reasonably or affordable for their priests to be able to stay as well.
Yeah, y'all are doing the work of the Lord.
Look at Jim. Yeah, I'm proud to hear it, you know. I'm trying to picture any other buildings on that. I know you purchased the property on Lewis Street for extra parking. Mm-hmm. And I think there was a bakery that you all purchased.
That's Dorcas House, yes.
So you can tell you I used to live in the community, right?
Mr. And Malakas and his bakery, yes.
I remember stopping there to buy sweets when I was younger from the pastries from there. So now it's called Dorcas House?
That is now Dorcas House.
And what is
Dorcas
House?
That is the clothing program that I spoke about.
Okay, and how does that work?
You contact the church office. The young ladies are there usually sorting and receiving clothing from the community itself. We ask our members to ensure that when they donate the clothing or shoes or any items that persons can need and make use of, that of course they are long and taken, of course, to Dorcas House or the church office. And then, of course, they would deal with it from there.
And you said members. Can I come and donate some clothes
you
there?
Certainly can.
Okay, because you know, I go to a different Anglican church, but I just want to know if I could come and drop off some stuff.
We thank you for that.
Okay.
And no we problem. Look forward to your donation.
So let's conclude with the fair that is coming Saturday. Again, I need a rundown with everything. Allow it to picture me attending, coming at 12 o'clock, what to anticipate, and go through all the stalls again, the parking still, the money again. Mm-hmm. Just give me like a great summary of what to expect.
So, hello, Bahamas. We want to see every single one of you on Saturday at 12. St. Agnes Anglican Church on Blue Hill Road is having a grand family mini fair and fun day. 12 p.m. Saturday, September 27th. We have lots of exciting things happening. We have surf and turf and pork. We have wings and things, sauces and soups, conch fritters. We have fresh fruits and vegetables. We have a number of entertainment. We have DJ Dave Beckford. We have the Royal Bahamas Police Force Pop and Defense Force Pop and Marching Band. And we got Junk Family, Junkanoo Organization. We got the Saxons and we got the Valley Boys. A fun day filled with lots of excitement. 12 p.m. until St. Agnes, Blue Hill Road. Be there.
Okay, this is On the Clock with Erin Green. That's Miss Janice Bullard. Of course, we have Miss Kendra Samuels here with us, and they are part of the communication department at St. Agnes Church. They have some big things happening this Saturday. I also wanted to know the update on what all St. Agnes is doing, because they're always doing big and wonderful things in the Anglican community. But this Saturday the 27th,
yes,
at 12 noon.
Yes.
From 12 o'clock until.
So
there's no end time. Closing the road. Walk off. So show up. Show up and show out there. I'm excited for you all. Until you'll come back to announce the big event again. Ms. Samuels, you grab the mic. You want to say something? You grab the mic. Okay, you're good. On the Clock with Erin Green. We can take a quick break here. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you very much.
And when we come back, we'll talk about what's in the news with Miss Colley. Right?
Yes.
We'll be right back.
Sun fresh on the silent groove into a smoky 007 bottle. Bohemian party is my kind of party. Everybody dancing, having fun. And when we party, we were hearty, hearty. Breaking and scraping till the morning comes.
Hey, you upgraded to Sand Dollar Wallet 2.0 yet?
No, but I heard the updated Sand Dollar app was launched.
Boy, what you waiting on? There's self-onboarding, you can hide your balance, and a bunch of other...
And don't forget, you can send to and from your bank account for free.
Really? Let me go download Wallet 2.0 and migrate then.
Yeah, come, let me show you.
This communication applies to the Central Bank Sand Dollar app only. Upgrade your Sand Dollar app experience today.
Get ready to swing for a cause. The 4th Annual Rebuilding Villages Charity Golf Tournament, brought to you by Cleft of the Rock Foundation in proud partnership with the Bahamar Foundation. Join us on Sunday, October 5th at the West Royal Blue Golf Course at Bahamar in Nassau, the Bahamas, for a day of championship golf, community, and impact. This isn't just another tournament. It's a chance to change lives. Every putt, every drive, every swing supports programs like Parenting on Purpose and Disciplines for Life, empowering families across the Bahamas with education, awareness, and hope. Don't miss this unforgettable event, the 4th Annual Rebuilding Villages Charity Golf Tournament, October 5th. To register or learn more, visit cleftoftherockfoundation.org or email cleftoftherockfoundation@gmail.com.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Are you searching for something new? Something exciting? Your dream job in paradise? Well, look no further. Royal Beach Club Paradise Island is hiring. Join a dynamic group of passionate hospitality professionals, craft unforgettable moments, and thrive in a vibrant, welcoming atmosphere. Play your part in shaping the future of while growing your own career every day. Bring your energy, your passion, and your creativity to a workplace that's as dynamic and fun as you are. At Royal Beach Club Paradise Island, the opportunities don't just exist. So are you ready to find your perfect fit? Visit Royal Beach Club at paradiseisland.com/career today and step into a world of exciting possibilities.
When it comes to hearts at Cleveland Clinic, you can't miss a beat. You seek the best care possible, work with the brightest minds, and leave no stone unturned to get to the heart of the matter. Because understanding is always the first step to overcoming. For every heart in the world, see how we're advancing the future of heart care at Cleveland Clinic today.
Don't wait for a storm to arrive. Stock up on hurricane supplies, make home repairs, purchase a generator, and more this hurricane season with a Fidelity personal loan. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Welcome back to On the Clock with Erin Green. Of course, this is C.A. Nuri and not Erin Green because Erin Green is out. And she said, Cecil, hold on until I come back tomorrow, Wednesday, when we mash the two shows together. That's tomorrow. But in the meantime, I have Miss Rodrika Corley, who is co-hosting with me, even though she's a little quiet. But I heard you have a production thing.
Yes, I do.
Tell me a little bit about it and as we go towards the end of this show and then start Garden Radio AM on the next hour. But what's happening with your life?
So earlier in the year, Bright Light Productions had a stage play, Heart of the Ghetto, and it was sold out both nights. And so everyone kept asking, we need more. So we are doing an encore for the show, just one day, Saturday at 4 p.m., as well as 8 a.m. at the Atlantis Theater. The 4 p.m. show is $30 for tickets, and the 8 p.m. show is $40 for the tickets.
I'm always impressed when you would go to high-end places. You had the Atlantis?
Well, firstly, Bright Light Productions puts out quality films, you know, and beyond Atlantis quality.
Yeah.
If I'm being high honest. End. But there's not a lot of spaces that allow for the amount of people that come to the shows. And so the Atlantis Theater is one of the largest space that we have.
I'm glad they have it. And you say this happening this Saturday also?
This Saturday, yes.
And this is a play?
It's a stage play, yes. So Heart of the Ghetto, this is one of my favorite stage plays that I have ever been a part of in the 10 years I've been acting. And it pulls on so much of your emotions. One, it's funny. It's sad. You're going to get that anger. You're going to get that disappointment. We have people yelling at the stage because the audience was so involved at the production. And also, it's so much stuff that you can resonate with. So it's talking about, one, where you're from. And when you are placed in difficult circumstances from being in less than ideal financial situations and all of the ills that come from that and the endurance that you have to push through, to say no to compromising positions, especially when it comes to things in the law and trying to stay on the straight and narrow.
So this is about bohemian life.
Yes.
Realities.
Yes.
And how is the response so far in terms of Bohemians coming out to support you? Either you said people ask for encore.
Yes. So the first show was really, really good. Like I say, Bright Light Productions, we put on shows quite often, but this was one of the best shows. So firstly, it was stage play, but we also incorporated film. So you get the two of that dynamic happening as well. So my hope, fingers crossed, is that he turns it into a movie completely. Mm-hmm. But the Bahamian, even responses from people commenting on Facebook saying how good it was. I have someone that's coming again to watch it so at the first time just because it's so good. I had someone, because before we did the show on Friday and Saturday. So there are people that came on Friday and was like, girl, it was so good. I had to bring a different group of people with me to come and watch it on Saturday because it was just that good. I'm in rehearsals over and over again, and it's that good for me.
So it's a new experience every time, even though you did it
every
already?
Time. Even though I know the lines, even though I'm in it, even though I've seen it, I've been here in rehearsals, sometimes I still cry.
Come on, you seem energetic and like excited about...
About because it's so good. This is one of the best productions that I've seen.
Tell me about the attendance. You say it's $30 for the ticket?
For the 4 p.m. and $40 for the 8 p.m. Okay. On Saturday.
And
yes.
Is that this Saturday coming?
This Saturday coming at the Atlantis Theater.
And where can I get tickets?
So you can purchase tickets at the door. You can purchase tickets from Nets Divinity, that's on Golden Isles Road. Or you can message the number that I have to look for.
No problem.
Or you can message the number to purchase tickets. But you can also message us on any social media platform, Bright Light Productions, and we'll be able to find a way to get you $2 if you want the tickets to be delivered to you.
Good. I just want to get it out. Since you're on the show with me, I heard, as we were talking, you talk about your play and you're excited about that. So let me let you do a shout out about that. Get that phone number for me so people who's listening who wants to support you to do that. And then we'll start talking about what's in the news because it's gonna be we're gonna be doing that for at the end of this show on the clock with Aaron Green and also as we traverse to Guiding Radio AM, what's in the news. I want to talk about the union.
Yes.
But one or two things, just as a person who mentor people, especially young adults and women in particular, I want your commentary on one topic that is trending in the news. It's a sad topic, but I want your feedback because the Bahamian people need to understand what's going on. But I want us to conclude with that phone number, but it looks like you cannot find it.
Because
that's what
as young as I am, I don't never get into these technology stuff too
then
well.
Then you give me that number at the end of the show or on towards the towards
yes. Yeah, so the number is 433-1509. So you could call or you could WhatsApp that number.
Give it to me.
That's 433-1509 or on social media. So that's Facebook and Instagram at Bright Light Productions.
Okay.
BLP Productions.
So that's your shout out.
Yeah.
So this is what I want you to comment on. Let's see if I can find it.
Is this you baiting me?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's a sad topic. It was hard to traverse or transfer from one upbeat topic next.
Mm-hmm.
Because this particular topic is on, it's a headline. It's actually the headline in the Tribune, today's Tribune said, deadly swing set, pairs not correctly installed.
Mm-hmm.
That's the headline. Hopefully I get to read that article too. But the reason why I want you to give commentary, because of what you do as a professional, right? Mm-hmm. But in my memory, this is the second time a swing set has collapsed and unfortunately caused the demise of a child.
Mm-hmm.
And I can say it again. This is the second time in recent memory.
Because
it could be happening more. But this is recent memory. That means it's too often.
Right.
One is too much. That's such a short period of time of a swing set. And this one, those supposed to be those sturdy ones. They, you know, right? And this is why it caused the death, because it's heavy. It's heavy. But this is the second time a swing set has collapsed, which resulted in the death of a child. So that means, to me, it's a crisis.
Mm-hmm.
And crisis causes response. It means immediate response. There needs to be a what I call, inspection of all swing sets now. That's how I see it.
Yes.
Right? Everything stops. All swings suspended until there's a nationwide inspection of swing sets.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like I said, one is too much, two is to me, it's crisis,
mm-hmm.
right? Now I'm going to ask you a professional capacity, right? What do you tell a mother? I mean, you can't say sorry.
No.
I mean, you have to say something. But I would assume that a swing set is safe. I don't look at it. Go there and swing.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to have fun. This is time for children and enjoyment, right? What do you tell a parent?
Well, and firstly, what does who tell a parent?
And who tells a parent? Yes.
So the first thing is grief work in general, its own, right? Because you can have someone old pass away and that can still have detrimental effects, even though if someone 90, you know that their life is coming to an end at some point and you can still not adequately prepare yourself for that. And so to have a child and to just your child, one of the stages of grief on its own is already anger. And so to feel that anger towards, well, firstly, you're going to blame the government, of course, but to feel that anger that did not do their job, the only thing, honestly, that you can say in times like that of grief is just to do the grief work of learning how to mourn their child. And I know that doesn't sound very helpful, but there is nothing to say.
Expect now. This tragic accident has happened. What do you expect should happen now in terms of communicating to the parents, communicating to his the child's peers, students, the teachers, people who use that playground? What should be the communication happening?
So, well, firstly, I am one of the Bahamians that believe that things are community responsibility and we shouldn't wait on the government to do things. So I feel like if you want to make sure that your park is regulated and safe for your kids that's using it, then it's for the community members to take the initiative to do these things. We love to blame whatever. But if you actually want things to get done, then you be active and intentional about doing these things. So to go in and in every community, someone that does contractual work, you know, someone that does groundwork, you know, someone that does these things. And we can be intentional about fixing these spaces that we are in for ourselves so that we don't have to experience anyone in our community. But one of the big challenges that I have is that we don't care about anything that's not directly connected to us. And so I'm not going to help you fix a park, clean a park, regulate the conditions of the park, because that don't have nothing to do with me. And we offer condolences and then I don't think about you again afterwards. And so the first part is that we also have to be intentional about how we care, about what community actually means and about what community actually looks like, so that we can care about how other people are doing instead of just like the first time we talk about it, this is so bad, this is so sad, and then we move on with our lives and we never talk about it again. So you can go and show your condolences, well, to the family, of course, and helping them to make sure they're taken care of, making sure they have food, because sometimes when you experience grief, you end up depressed and you don't have the energy to clean and cook and take care of yourself, whatever have you. So it's to make sure you provide those resources and don't just go and say condolences with your hand empty, because that don't help nobody for real. So you go with food, you go with groceries, you go with utensils.
Cutlery and stuff?
No, not like for them to wash and
all
that other kind of detergent was the word, not utensils. And you go with those things so that that family can actually receive support and not just a bunch of words. And then you put an action behind all of those things. Realistically, you would love to say that it is for the MP to go and make sure that they regulate all of their parks that they like to brag about every election season. But they're not going to. So it's up for us to go in our own parks and help to regulate and fix and clean and make sure that the structure is good for our communities.
And I appreciate that reminder, because we tend to forget such, right? And then, like you said, say, oh, our MP or the government needs to do that. The government is responsible. But now that there is an opportunity, you know, the necessity to inspect the parks, this is the time that we put our shoulder to the wheel and say, I'll go and inspect.
Correct.
Right, I'll go and assist. And you reminded me that if I was in Freeport, I have a duty of care, especially during this tragic, what I call national tragedies, right, to render support, right? Even if it's a total stranger, let me go by and drop something off to ask, how can I help? Grievance. The article says deadly swing set up prepared to be prepared not correctly installed. It said a Bahamian playground contractor says the swing set that collapsed and killed a six-year-old boy in Grand Bahama last week appears not to have been properly installed. So I asked the question, who installs playground set. But no, anyway, let's go on. See, based on the pictures I've seen, it doesn't look like an issue where the equipment is either not installed or not properly installed. It's very important to have the playground properly installed. And so looking at the photos, it appears, and it continues on page 3, that wasn't the case. It's unfortunate, said Cleveland Rowell, operator of Creative Kids Craft and Working Limited. Vernal Zion Williams was struck in the face by the swing set during lunch break at the Karen Hands Academy on Friday. His mother, Cardenia Williams, has since called for frequent inspection of school playgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Rowell, the only licensed playground contractor in the Bahamas, I didn't know that was such a thing. Okay. Mr. Rowell, the only licensed playground contractor in the Bahamas who both manufactures and installs commercial equipment, has more than 30 years of experience and has carried out projects in Grand Bahama and elsewhere. He said playground equipment must always be anchored in steel and cement. They should always have somebody to check to make sure that it meets the standard in terms of footage. Right? When you do installations, you should dig into the ground, pour cement, or use a peg, or put steel and drive it into the ground. It's very important that the equipment is properly installed, he says. And the article continues. And of course, that's in the Tribune. Mom called for frequent inspections of playgrounds following her son's death. And that's in the Tribune today, September 23rd. You can continue reading that article. I see we have a caller who wants to engage us about that. We're talking about support. We're talking about who should be inspecting a playground. We're talking about involvement. And not blaming necessarily the government, but the community needs to make sure they're safe, their space is safe. Go ahead, caller. This is On the Clock with Aaron Green, CA Nuri. How can I help?
Look, all the days is stacking voice along with you and your guests.
Rodrika Cawley's with me today.
Say it again?
Rodrika Cawley.
Oh, Miss Cawley.
Mm-hmm.
Miss Cawley is a good name. What I want to say, right? I'm Braymond Darling Ferguson. I don't think that swings supposed to be on school ground. See, for one, if somebody were to push the person that are in the swing, you know, like it takes time for time with swinging, right? So one would go in the back and push the person to start off the person. My point is, swings should not be on school ground. It should just should not. You take that time to put, the time you would take to put swings on a school ground, you take the time to teach children skills.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? On that break, when I teach them skills, you see? Not to be pushing them up in there. Take a desk, get confused, and jump there.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And you can't don't care what you say to a person who loses a child like that, or in any manner. You can't satisfy them.
Oh.
They are hurt, and they are deeply, okay? So my point is, don't put any, government shouldn't allow any swings to be, swings and sliding board on any school ground.
Okay, thank you very much.
It's dangerous.
Thank you much, Bremen. I appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you.
I appreciate your commentary. And we'll continue this conversation. I see we are at the end of On the Clock with Aaron Green, and we will continue this conversation as we go to Garden Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. I want to read this text before I go. All right. Good morning. I agree with the young lady. We must do more in our communities to help each other. We must stop relying on the government and clean up our yards and the area we live in. Many Nassau people just have no pride. Cleanliness is next to godliness. We all learn this growing up, right? Aaron Green is out. This is C.A. Nuri. I'm help hosting for her. Of course, we have Miss Rodrika Cawley, who's a co-host. She's going to join me also on Garden Radio AM as we talk about a number of subjects that is trending inside the news. One of the things which is trending inside the news is about the deadly swing set that appeared not to be installed correctly. We're talking about how do we, that such a tragedy never happens again. It's the second time such a tragedy happened. Young persons who were playing on the swing set, and the swing set collapsed. We're talking about who is responsible for inspecting the playgrounds, what the community can do to avoid future tragedies, and how can we support the family during this time. Is talking and agitating just enough? Is rowing the government, is it enough during these times? So this is what we're going to continue on the next side of the show. And also, we have a number of things that is trending inside the news that I want to speak about. So stay tuned. This has been On the Clock with Aaron Green. Have a wonderful day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.